Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Po- No.
Oh, I was gonna say that it was one take. That's all we need, but no.
Here we go.
Yeah,
two takes. All we need.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast. Time for tea. It's episode 83.
Very good.
Wonderful.
It's always time
Amazing.
For tea.
Amazing.
I have a question.
Okay.
What are you going to do at episode 91?
I'm not sure. Is that where
it runs out at 90, as far as I'm aware?
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make them up.
Mm. Okay.
Or I'm going to take listener, or the listeners can send them in for the next show.
Good
How
stuff.
About that?
Yeah,
we'll see.
Starting
what
now, if you're a listener, just send us in the bingo call. If you're one of our lucky people we pick and use your bingo call, you will be able to tell your friends that your bingo call was used on the Seal Podcast. How's that for an incentive?
Love it.
Very good.
Welcome to the show. I'm Fraser. Joined on my left is Dave.
Hello.
On my right is Neil.
Hello.
We're a little bit out of sorts tonight. My fault. We're an hour late to recording. I overran
fault,
with work.
Technically.
I mean, it was my job that made us overrun. I have actually been working. I'm not sure how happy I am. I got rather accustomed to my 3 months off work, I must admit. Can you believe that?
I can believe that.
Yes, yeah. We went through a big thing a few months about
Well, I
didn't.
Ago. Well, I've worked, but, you know, I don't work full time, so I get the whole... I basically finish. When I finish, I go to work when everyone's sleeping. And then I come home when everyone goes to work. So it feels like I don't actually work in the week anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, work is work. I'm running a bit late. Apologize. It may be a little bit down and dirty. We'll see how we go. I mean, because of time differences, I'm okay. It just depends how my wonderful colleagues here.
We might just
fare.
Have to give Dave a nudge later.
Yeah, I did preemptively start drinking beforehand. So
yes.
I'm like, yeah.
You want to get a coffee? A coffee down the go, do you? Just in case.
I had a coffee about an hour ago.
So you're a few in, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. We'll see where the turning point is. I can recognize the turning point. Now we've done enough of these. 83!
It's a number.
83 times we have sat down and recorded episodes. It's quite phenomenal, really.
It's not 600.
Thinking about it.
For
anyone who doesn't know, the veteran gamers are coming up for 600. I'm going to send in. I'm thinking about sending.
You're going
in
to be on the
pipe.
Show. Let's be honest.
No, probably not. I have a terrible tendency just to forget these things now. Back in the day when I was an aspiring podcaster, it was very important that I got onto all these things. You know, now with you, as you guys know,
now you barely even turn up for this one.
Now that we're world famous, I don't know. Don't you just think like 600? It's not that big a deal, is it?
I don't know. That's going some, to be fair.
100. 83 is a big one, I think.
It's the biggest of numbers.
Yeah, so the veteran gamers turned 600 this 600 episodes. It's very good, very impressive. But they don't miss weeks, do they?
No, even when one of them can't show.
Yeah, I know. We've only had one. I mean, we do a three on one off. We've only had one, I think, where I couldn't make it. The rest we've all been to, haven't we?
Yeah, we had Pilch on when you was going to come, but you were late for one reason.
That was
there was one when I'm sure it was just me and you, Fraser, way back. I don't even remember what happened there. but I'm sure.
Okay, I don't even remember. I don't do not remember Dave ever not being here. I was so distressed by it, I blanked it from my mind.
It's understandable.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Oh. Wait.
So let's crack on. VG Hub TV is always in the intros, a little bit slow. I must admit, I haven't really been able to stream because of my new job and taking up a bit of time. You guys got in a stream.
We did one last night. The stream itself was okay, but with a bad ending.
Yeah.
My patience is definitely waning for BattleTech now.
I think we need to have that conversation, don't we?
Mm.
So we're having our BattleTech competition. Yeah. So basically, the BattleTech servers are built on wishes and dreams.
And if that's not particularly good ones, and
it's happened to everyone where you've been in the middle of a match against, you know, somebody, and the servers just dump you out. And you know, bearing in mind that these matches can take anything between 1 and 3 hours, you know, and it
slightly more,
and it
though,
doesn't want it
sometimes.
The weird thing is,
the one game that me and Matt played that literally went on over. Well, I think the game time was probably over 4 hours because I had to go. It was such a long game, I had to leave during it to go. I think I was there to go and pick my daughter up or something.
Well, you're really at half a day, aren't you, at 4 hours?
Yes. Should be on overtime by then. But yeah. But that didn't break. That game went on, no problem whatsoever. But I've tried. Yeah. Me and Dave have failed twice to complete a game.
Yeah, and I've watched both those games too. You know, it's just disappointing for maybe
it's just when the game starts getting interesting as well. That's the most annoying thing. Is we've spent like I think the last two both games we've been about 20 minutes in, and then like you know we've plunked at each other like a little bit. You know, maybe taken some armor off. And then it just starts to get juicy, you know, like either one of us has started to like get critical hits or, you know, positioned and you know, we're setting up for a strike, and then you get dumped out. And it's like, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, it's quite interesting.
It was you guys were just starting to have your scrap, right?
It was all kicking off.
Yeah. I know. It's not good, is it? It's not
good job. I only paid £5 for the game, and then realised it was on fucking Game Pass anyway.
It's not the cost; it's the time sink. It's just, and I feel bad as well for, you know, Matt's put all this effort into it, and it's like, you sort of like you don't want to just sort of rubbish it all and just dump it. You know, like there's a lot of effort gone in by everyone to try and make it work, but damn, like I don't know. I don't know. It's disappointing. So there's some possibilities we might be shifting games, though. I think, you know, there's been murmurings about under that. I don't know whether it's... saying that, see, Matt's just constructed the ladder, hasn't he? So, you know, now we have a new ladder for BattleTech, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see.
I don't think I'm going to go in for a new ladder for season two of this. I'm just... It's just so disheartening.
I'm up for playing something else, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
I was listening this week to the Player One podcast, which is an excellent podcast. I don't know if I've talked about it before.
It's a really good podcast.
Yeah, well, it's basically like three guys. They're all industry vets, right? They all worked in the biz for magazines and media and all that sort of stuff. And I think a couple of them maybe have worked with games companies themselves or whatever. So they know their chops are good, right? They know what they're talking about. Now, there's one guy in there. I'm not going to name names. He annoys the absolute shit. I think I was shouting in my car the other day for this guy just to stop talking. Like 50% of the stuff he talks just is drivel. He just needs to be heard. But for some reason, the show is good enough that I can just, you know, get through that. Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. Anyway, one of the guys. Yeah. Anyway, one of the guys. I'm off. Neil's yawning. So there you go. We're gonna. They were playing. One of the guys was talking about he did a 6-hour endurance race on iRacing.
Okay.
Where he went in with a load of friends. I think it was 6 hours, but they all had to drive for an hour. So they had a team that went in, right? And then, but the team also contributed to help the person that was driving by giving them instructions, tell them what was happening, maybe
they were watching,
make them aware of stuff that wasn't in the race that they weren't able to keep an eye on. It sounded like something like I would really like to do.
Yeah, well, you don't want to do it on iRacing.
Okay.
Because that involves monthly subscriptions, usually.
Anyway, I'm just putting that out there.
I'm definitely up some racing. I've got all the gear.
Yeah.
Got all the gear.
For a brief period in my car, while I was holding a steering wheel, I was literally thinking about buying a steering wheel.
I'm sure you could find one on your dodgy sales website.
They're not dodgy.
Well, you know, you could go in and say, would you take a tenner? And they would go, you're what then?
Yeah, pretty sure. I was shopping for, anyway, I will come to that in a minute. Okay, let's crack on. We have tweets. Stuart Cullen, he says, guess what the topic of Stuart's email is? With Stadia for Android television having over 50,000 downloads in less than 2 weeks, plus launching for Nvidia Shield TV and My Box, is this a turning point for the service, or is it just a stay of execution in light of Microsoft rolling out Xbox Cloud Gaming to browsers? Do we know what the answer is?
Insert the Steve quote from last week in here.
What was the Steve quote?
I don't know. I think it was just basically no.
I don't care.
Should we start Xbox instead?
I think what let's just acknowledge a couple of things in here. First of all, Stadia on Android TV, 50,000 downloads. Okay. I mean, maybe. I need some.
Not Facebook.
It's not. Is it great numbers? I don't know. Like, it's just downloading. Doesn't mean much.
How does he know that?
What?
Where does he get this information from?
He's in the biz, isn't he, man?
Or has he just looked on the Google Play app?
I could be. I don't know. But he says here, in less than 2 weeks, plus launching for Nvidia Shield TV and Mi Box. What's Mi Box? I haven't even heard of that.
I don't know what that is. I assume it's a similar thing to Shield TV. I've got a Shield.
Is it?
Not the tablet one. I've got one that I plug into my TV, but it's not plugged into anything at the moment. But yeah, because that's got GeForce Stadia...
now, isn't it? Nvidia Shield. Is that what... Like, so he's saying Stadia is on those things now. Mi Box looks like it's just the same.
Nvidia Shield TV is an Android TV box, basically.
Oh, okay. I was thinking about buying one of those.
Which ones?
Is it good? I don't know.
The Shield.
See, here's my. Well, I've taken my Xbox. One of my Xboxes has gone into my garage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now I come down into my basement, and I have a TV that doesn't work.
Okay.
Because I have nothing to write. So I was thinking about.
Shields are expensive, I would say, but it's decent hardware. It works. But
is it? I was thinking about just maybe getting a Fire Stick or something, or a Google something.
Have you got
or
either Ethernet? Or is it going to be on Wi-Fi?
I can go Ethernet. That's right next to my modem.
Right. Yeah, well, the Shield will have an Ethernet port on it, whereas obviously like Fire Sticks Wi-Fi. But if you're next to your router, it's all right. But if it's a bit of a distance from your router, I don't think Wi-Fi is definitely the way to go to watch TV. But you're not watching in 4K, I suppose, are you?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can get an Ethernet connector to go onto Fire Sticks.
I am expecting to go to 4K, though.
Hmm.
Everybody offers Ethernet connectors. I got my new laptop. I finally got it this week, right? It all went with whoever was sorting stuff out on it. And I plugged it on my desk, went to plug in my Ethernet cable, which I've run all the way upstairs, and it had no Ethernet jack on it.
Nope.
What?
Yeah, you have to get a USB connector.
Hang on a second. Yeah. This cable that I've just run all the way and ordered and run and pulled pipes and things like that, I can't actually plug in So I got one of these, like a hub thing. And so it goes USB-C into my laptop, and then that hub has all the ports for everything.
Has it got an SD card reader and all that? And
shit, Dave is totally familiar with this. Me, it's a world.
This is a whole new world. This is a corporate laptop. Yeah, like you get.
Oh, this is right your wheelhouse, isn't it?
Yeah, one or two USB-C USB-C ports. Maybe one, maybe two USB-A ports. A power. You'd be lucky if you get a HDMI, but that's normally off USB-C now as well.
Yeah, USB-C is not plugged in, but like powered on the USB-C as well, is it? Some of them are.
Yeah. So, USB-C all the way. It's got more than enough capacity to run about 15 things off it, including video out. And
Well, that's one of the things, Egg. So I had the two monitors. So I set up the two monitors. Could I get the two monitors to work? No chance. Didn't want anything. Would only let one of the monitors work until I took it out of one of the USB-C ports and put it in the other USB-C port. And apparently one of the other USB-C ports is slightly different than the other USB-C
port. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Thunder
yeah.
something or other. Have you heard Thunder, of that?
What was it?
Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's basically it's how it's wired into the motherboard slightly differently. Yeah.
So there was a bit of learning there for me. And I ended up ditching one of my monitors anyway. It was too much. Yeah. It's totally stressful.
Is I felt like I was downstairs, just
right now, no. But eventually possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly. It was too overbearing. It sounded good in theory to have all these two massive monitors on my desk, but in practice, it just became annoying. There was just less desk space and too much in my face screen. So
too many spreadsheets and pie charts.
Yeah, that's fine. Just have spreadsheets on one of them. Yeah.
You don't have to look like you're working now when you're at home. When the boss comes, the boss isn't going to come in and look over your shoulder.
It's
unless
true.
The kids come down or the missus. Oh, I'm working.
Thing is, I was in my office today, completely nice and quiet, just cracking on with the day. At one point, like I now stare out straight out my front window, and I could hear the birds chirping, and the breeze was flowing. The leaves were in the trees. It was very, very nice, very quiet as well.
And you know, I was doing. I was going to say, and you just thought to yourself, oh, fucking ain't working. Obviously, I was playing Valorant.
No. I was quite happy working. I was doing some research and doing whatever I was doing or whatever. Finally, like towards the end of the day, my boss calls. That was the point where my dog decided to start going mental. My children start coming in asking for money. My dog starts chewing a bone. It's all this stuff. Like, it was unbelievable. Typical.
Classic.
Go on.
What?
Dave was just going to say something.
Oh, I was going to say, it always happens that either like I get a big meeting, a big conference call that I've got to go on, or coming onto the podcast that the missus knows, every time sticks the washing machine on. It's like, really? Like, why did you choose this one time when you knew I needed to be on the phone?
She's not getting it, is she?
No.
We've done quite well not really talking about Stadia there.
Yeah, I know. I'm just well, that's all right. I mean, that actually Stuart, I mean, he's secured his future. He just needs to throw other things in there that we can sort of just tangent off on.
Oh, a Fire TV Cube has a Ethernet connector.
Yeah.
A Fire TV Cube.
Which is 4K Amazon, as well. Yeah.
It's like a Fire Stick in a box. Does a bit more, got ball press. You could probably play some games on it or something.
Yeah, you could probably load up a streaming service.
Amazon Luna.
Right, but that's $120.
Yeah.
I'm now into, that's a good chunk of change for a Microsoft S, right? So, Xbox S.
Yeah, you might as well get one then.
Yeah, I'm going to. I already went earlier. I put some money aside for my curling season. Every year, I put my curling money ahead into an envelope. When I get my bonus at the start of the year.
Forget where you put it, and then you found it.
Oh, no, absolutely not. But I sort of sneakily went down there yesterday, and I was like, because I'm not going to curl this year. I decided not to go to do curling. And I went in, and I was like, just check to see, because it just so happens that my curling membership is the same price as a Microsoft Series S. And I went, I'll just have a quick look in there. up, it was gone. My curly money's already been pilfered. I don't even remember pilfering it. Either my wife pilfered it or I pilfered it.
So you can't even say to the missus, where's that money? She's like, oh, there's a good possibility
one of us is in trouble. Yeah, I don't know which one. Stuart, thank you for not answering that question. I don't think you know the answer. Matt, friend of the show, says, are the team aware of anything as crazy as Xbox Game Pass? Having access to hundreds of games and day one releases for only $9.99 a month? Or the fact that if you're new, you can even get 3 months right now for only $1? P.S. What's your favorite pot noodle and or Vesta curry flavor?
Vesta curry, that's going back a few. Oof. I'm not sure where you even sell that in Tesco's.
I don't know what a Vesta curry is.
Well, you'd love it, Dave. Let's put it that way.
Is it like just a curry in a can or something?
No, it's not in a can. It's in a cardboard box. But, you have to add water to it, I think. God, this is proper. I'm dragging the depths of my memory to try and remember what one of
these
was.
Were they boiling in the bag or something?
Might have been something like that. But yeah, they were definitely came in a box.
I used to eat tons of those boiling in the bag curries when I was in England.
I think I'll add a few. Not bad. But my pot noodle is Bombay Bad Boy.
A bit exotic now. Bombay Bad Boy, yeah.
Bombay Bad Boy. It's I used to like chicken and mushroom, the green one. But I had one, I'll say recently, about 2 years ago. I hated it. But I love the hot sauce. I'll quite happily just eat the sachet of hot sauce. Oof. My mouth's watering. Thinking about
but off I the tin burgers.
because it's I don't agree with me, but it's very nice.
I can't remember the last time I had a pot noodle.
Yeah, I don't know. Like same here. I think the pot noodles I used to like maybe with the beef and tomato ones or something.
That was the first one I ever had. That was my virgin. That was popped my pot noodle cherry with a.
How do you remember that?
Because I've only had about five, I reckon, in my entire life.
Yeah.
Don't put them down in a diary or anything.
The curry one, the yellow one's not too bad.
But I think it was nice and spicy, isn't it, or something like that. Oh, it was all right. Mm.
This question's a week late.
Years and years since I've eaten one of them.
Steve's a massive pot noodle fan, so this question's a week late.
But I say I haven't had a pot noodle for a long time, but I have had... whatever fucking
curry.
Not Vesta curries, no. The ramen pots or whatever. They're basically pot noodles. Like with a fancier name. But the Japanese type ones. I've had some of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some my kids have been nice.
Teriyaki demolishing noodles here, but not really my thing.
Not a Super Noodles fan then, Matt?
Matt,
yeah, I'm asking him. He asked the question. Doesn't mention Super Noodles. You know, they're in definitely.
Super Noodles were what I.
You could get Modern Warfare started on with a COD XP shit with a Super Noodles a little while ago.
Oh man, this is the stuff I love.
They know their audience, don't they?
They certainly do.
So anyway, the first part of that, you're not aware, there was a bit of a thing going on with the whole the basically two line sentence, whatever he said, started that question with over the weekend.
Something my spider sense is tingling on this question. Like, what am I missing out here on this question?
Well, there was a massive thing going on over the week. Loads of people started going on about Xbox Game Pass, the sort of influencer types.
Right.
And then all the Sony ponies were all in their cases going, oh, you fucking getting paid to say this, or whatever. And they were like, no, it's just a really great deal. But there was a lot of very, very similar stuff going around on the weekend.
Oh, right. Kind of like... a press release and everybody was using similar wording.
I think
there was
a hashtag. Like, there's something with a hashtag that had like a little emoji thing, a special emoji at the end of it, and all of a sudden everyone was tweeting about fucking Xbox games.
Right.
And once it started, like, that people were going complaining about it, then obviously more people started doing it.
Yeah, the Streisand effect, right?
So, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's, you know, it's interesting. Friend of the show, Mark, he who plays Valorant with us, and he is not keen on Game Pass at all. He sees it as, I don't want to speak for him, but he is.
Is he worried about the future of game development?
He's worried about the future of the industry and thinks, yeah, Game Pass puts us on a heading for the rocks, as it were.
Well, you don't want to be the blockbuster rental video, do you, of the game world? Let's put it that way.
Things change, though, right? I mean, yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting. At some point, I'll see if we maybe. I mean, I'm tempted, actually. I think I did ask him, actually, see if he'd come on the show and talk about it. So, you know.
He's usually had a couple of bottles of wine by now on a Friday, though.
Oh, he's good value. It's good value.
I was going to say something then, but about Game Pass and the future of games and stuff. I'm like,
Game Pass.
Mike, don't do that anymore, please. Microsoft keeps saying how people who are using Game Pass keep spending more money on games in general. So, but obviously they would say that, I guess. But they say that if you're Game Pass subscribers, they buy the DLCs, they buy the games when they're leaving Game Pass and stuff like that. So, I don't. So I don't know which.
Maybe Game Microsoft Pass meant to say that the people are buying more games from them.
Yeah. Hmm. Maybe.
Interesting. Interesting. It'd be great to have access, like, to the numbers.
People who've put their, like, sort of indie type people who've put their games on Game Pass have definitely feel like they get a chunk of cash, I guess, for putting it on there in the first place. And then, like, if it does all right on there, then it gets, you know, get talked about on podcasts and people go and buy it on other platforms if they haven't got Game Pass and stuff like that. So I think, I don't know.
Yeah.
We will only find out 10 years down the line, I guess, really, won't we? So.
Yeah, I'm sure. They'll probably
I think again. When they put these games on, they literally put the base game on as well, though, don't they? So if people want to buy the DLC or additional extras, like, that goes straight into the pocket of the developers, I guess.
Well, they'll be not much developers, taking a cut, obviously. But.
Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. I like it.
It's good. Well, I'm starting to be of two minds about Game Pass. Because this last week, I spent a lot of time just looking at my catalogue of games and going, I don't really know what to play. And if I'd bought a game, I'd probably be playing it. But when I look at this massive long list of stuff, I'm like, can't make my mind up what I'm going to do. Or maybe that's just me.
It's not good.
No. I now find it very interesting that, like, so Matt was talking about, this is the other Matt, was talking about, he's been playing Blood Bowl 2, right? Mm. And you see, and typical Matt, he's been playing a lot of Blood Bowl 2, now he's into it. And he said, oh, you should come and play it. And the first thing I did was like, oh, I might own that. I had no idea. No clue whatsoever. Do I own that game? I think it just fascinates me that I possibly could own, you know.
But it turns out you didn't.
Do I own it? Did I pick it up in a Steam bundle? Did I, you know, or somehow? Or two, is it on Game Pass, right? You know, so I went and checked both. Is it on Game Pass? Actually, I didn't check if it was on Game Pass. I don't know.
Pretty sure you bought it, though.
I did buy it, though, yeah. But I haven't fired it up yet. And I don't think I will. That's going to be the funny thing.
Going to get refunded.
I probably won't. No, I'm going
to. It was £2 or something at the minute when I looked. So I was a bit like, that's almost like, forget about I ever bought it, even if I don't ever play it. Money.
I'd like to fire it up at some point. I think it'll be remiss if I don't. Like, you know. Anyway.
Yeah. I've got it.
You've played quite a bit of it.
Yeah, I've played about 40 hours of it. That was six years ago.
Yeah. 40 hours is significant.
That was a long
It'll
time
all
ago,
come though. Down to, can I play against other people, though? I think it's actually, I need to get on it as quick as possible because Matt's already sunk probably about 80 hours into this week. He wants to fat us up for the kill again.
Hmm. Well, I think we need to try and get him on a game that we've all played loads, and he hasn't.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Matt, thanks for the question. Lord says, up the land.
I assume that's Ingerland that he's talking about.
Oh, all right. Okay. I've never heard that before.
No, me neither. Must be a northern thing.
Oop north. yeah, so that was good. We haven't talked about the football. Good result by England. They turned up, which was
they
nice.
Did. That was like, I've been pretty down on them, I've got to be honest, the last few weeks or whatever it is.
And noticed.
I thought they'd looked really shit and were like just extremely boring. And actually was shouting at the TV a bit and getting not excited, but, you know, almost enjoying an England game for the first time. I can't fucking remember how long the other day. Maybe it's just because it was Germany and it meant a bit more. I don't know. But they weren't very good anyway. Yeah. So
it's funny because we got the Ukraine tomorrow.
Yeah.
I would have almost be happier if they were playing someone like Italy.
I get what you mean. But I didn't fancy
Sweden.
You know
what Sweden. I mean?
When I was watching the game at Sweden-Ukraine game, I was like, I don't like the look of Sweden for England. I was like, I'd rather play Ukraine if I was going to pick one of the two. I'd rather play Ukraine versus over Sweden.
If my memory serves me right, Sweden ballsed us up one year, many years ago, about 20 years ago, didn't they?
Well, we had a Swede as a manager, didn't we, for a while?
Yeah, I was
the
thinking about that
generation.
Today. Oh, mate, what were they thinking, putting foreign managers in charge of England? Just the principle alone is disgusting. They should just make that against, you know, I don't know, maybe lower, you know, smaller countries or whatever. But England, foreign manager.
That's quite a few, isn't it? Well, I'll say a few. I can only remember
two. Yeah, there was a period where it was just the thing, but the FA was just like, yeah, I know. What should we do to make ourselves feel good with the rest of the England? You know, we'll put, I mean, you can't win anyway, can you? Because they put crappy English managers in, right?
No,
they
one
get
wants
lambasted. But it was at the time, you know what the problem was that I had with it at the time was how much they paid Sven Goran Eriksson.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot of money. Was he like on $3 million a year at the time?
Or
something stupid?
Oh, my God. And then he was doing Ulrika.
He was doing all right, that's for sure.
Oh, mate. No wonder she wanted a piece of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress.
He was better than Capello, let's be honest. That was horrendous.
Oh my God, I forgot about him and his hair dryer that he installed or whatever. Do you remember there was a story that he had installed like a 10 grand hair dryer in the manager's office or something?
I don't remember that, but to be honest.
He was doomed as soon as I heard that. I was like, oh mate, you're done. How much did they pay him?
Well, fucking
I don't even know. Oh, it's just disgraceful.
More than you're getting paid, let's put it that way.
Yeah, more than Gareth Southgate's probably getting paid.
Yeah, more likely. But yeah, anyway. So the big game tomorrow, isn't it? Well, yeah, big game. It's not the big game. You know, it's the next game.
Yeah. Next game, yeah.
It's the next game. Hopefully they'll get knocked out and we can just get back to normal.
No, I can't get too excited because I've been really pissed off, like not really down on it. So if I've been down on it again, I don't want to get excited about it because then I'll jinx it. So.
I'm not excited about it. I will be. The thing about England, it's like going into it, I'm just like, whatever. Like a part of me just wants them to just get knocked out so I don't have to deal with any stress. And I'll play it cool at the start of the game, but I swear, man, if they lose, I'll be a little bit annoyed if they lose. If they win, I'll be emotional and that'll be worse because my brain has been going, why are you getting emotional about this? It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I don't know. Oh my God. And if they won, I'm gonna cry. It's gonna be just disgraceful.
Make sure we get some videos of that, please.
I will.
Yeah, well, we've got a long way to go before we win the fucking Euros, so let's go.
All right. Anyway, good luck tomorrow. Good luck to all teams tomorrow, except the Ukraine.
Yeah, exactly.
Does anyone have any love for the Ukraine? Does anyone have any connections with the Ukraine? I mean, the thing about the Euros I like is that almost every game, it doesn't matter which teams are playing, I can easily come up with a reason to hate either of them or love either of them. But I don't really know much about the Ukraine. Shevchenko.
They had quite an incident there quite a few years ago. I don't know if you heard of that.
Oh yeah, there's all that. Yeah, I mean that could. But I mean, away from maybe their politics and stuff like that.
I wasn't talking about like, politics. I was talking about a nuclear meltdown. But there we go.
Oh, yeah.
That was a reason to, you know, give them like, go on, it's good. They deserve something good, you know, all the shit that happened.
There you go. See, that's fair enough. Yeah.
And, you know, they've had a shit time recently as well, you could say, argue. So,
okay. So we like them then?
No, not tomorrow.
See?
I don't mind. I don't, as long as it's a good game, I'm happy.
No, are you sure?
No, England have to get through tomorrow because I've loaded my fantasy football team of England players now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I again.
I have no idea who won the Italy-Belgium game, by the way.
Well, it was Italy. 2-1. Yep. It was a good game, apart from about the last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Absolute cracking goal from Insigne. But, yeah. And
Spain won there, didn't they?
Yeah.
On penalties at the end.
Yeah, that was a shocking load of penalties today in like a Spain game. They were all bad penalties, pretty much.
Well, I didn't watch them. But it's Italy-Spain next.
Yeah, that sounds good.
In their side. That's going to be a good game. Spain's going to win that one, though.
Italy-Spain, that sounds like a final.
Should be. And then it's us, Ukraine. And then I suspect next one, it's going to be us, Denmark.
Maybe.
Who is Denmark playing? Sweden.
Could be Ukraine versus Czech Republic.
Switzerland.
Who knows?
Oh, Czech Republic. I would prefer to play Czech Republic. England to play Czech Republic.
We've already beaten them, didn't we?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so I'd rather play them, but... And then I see us... It's England-Spain in the final. England will probably lose. Yeah.
No way, mate. You could demolish England. The way England played against Germany, they could demolish that Spanish side.
Spain team, they're no way. So I watched them
that
today.
Spain team did not look all that today.
I was listening to the radio.
I watched quite a bit of the match.
Yeah. And I said to myself, even if they get through this game, which at the one point it didn't sound like they were going to, I was like, they can't possibly win this tournament because they're too weak.
Yeah.
So, but you know, I think the Italians should do them a treat.
Yeah. See, the Italians look strong. They didn't in the start. I didn't think they did in their first game.
No, that's what I didn't. I saw their first game and thought they were a bit shit. But if you're saying they're a lot better than Spain,
they do very well at all the like I said, they're good at everything. They're good at being good at football, and then they're good at being real shitheads as well. So
they really are. I have a lot of Italian friends, and I love Italy. God's sake. Fuck, I really wanted them to lose today. Oh, that would have been so great.
No, I've got 5 Italians in my fucking fancy football team as well, so I didn't want them losing today. I'd be like, no, that's gone extremely badly. But unfortunately, one of them didn't play anyway, so makes the subs easy for tomorrow.
Okay, let's crack on. What have we got here? Podcast Cobby stroke Despicable Mind.
Yeah, there's two names.
Two names, isn't it? He says he, she, him, her. Do you stream the podcast live on Twitch or anything? It'd be good to jump on to watch, listen live. We read this question just before we started the show, and then we had to quickly stop ourselves going into a full-on discussion about it so we could have it now. I would say we, you know, day in, day out. Not probably, you know, I mean, episode, you know, every episode's probably not going to work at the moment. But I certainly don't mind doing the odd one.
I wouldn't mind doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if we were organized enough and we could do it short notice, like today, obviously today it wouldn't have worked, right? Because I was late. But I mean, I don't know. It's possible, isn't it?
I don't think it's really that hard. It's not much of a step to go. Like, you know, we've all gone on the Fiji Hub now. We've all done a little bit of streaming and we're all set up to do that. I don't think you're not going to get the veteran gamers where they're putting video clips and shit like that, probably, to start with. But that takes someone to do some organising.
Oh, yeah. Do they
do that on the fly then? Like, I watched them, but
they kind of know obviously, like, what's coming up, I'm guessing, is how they did it. So someone's got some YouTube videos ready, queued to just click on and put it on.
No, I think he searches for them when he needs them.
No, I don't think it's all of them. He might, does occasionally do that, I think, but I think there's probably some.
Because there's a few times where he's gone, I can't find a video on this anywhere.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm only guessing.
I don't know. What kind of video can you put behind like half the crap that we talk about? Like,
like, I'll tell you how. No, you could do the stadium, could
just put a, what's his name? Phil Harrison video on for the first part of the show every week.
Yeah, but you never know what could happen, right? See, I couldn't do it. I spend all my time here staring at the show notes and just trying to stay on target for like getting through everything, right? So that, I feel like that is my concentration. My concentration will not be firing up videos, watching chat or, and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. But like maybe one of you guys suddenly goes, you know what? I could do that, you know, just tinker away and sort of send some, you know,
well,
do some stuff.
I did
stuff
start to possible, do like some overlays and stuff, but... like there's some stuff on my computer that's got overlays and shit, but I've never tried to do like playing videos and stuff. I think I'll know how to do it, but I don't know until we actually tried it. So who knows?
I think we should try it. We should try it. Maybe we'll definitely in a landmark show. But see, if we do episode 100, that's still quite a few months away. It's probably a good 4 months away, right?
What is 17 more episodes?
Three episodes.
It's like Christmas.
I know maths in my head.
Three or four episodes every whatever. I think we should maybe consider it.
Yeah.
Somehow. Might be short notice though. You might, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what? Hey, you know what? Subscribe to the VG Hub TV on Twitch. Put those notifications on. And I can tell you when it would be. It would be at 10 p.m. British time.
Ish.
Yeah. Delays pending. But we don't get delayed.
Depending on Fraser's job.
Yeah. Yeah. But it should, you know, once things settle down, should be okay. Okay. I appreciate that. Thanks very much. Thank you very much for sending us a question, which is going to make us do more work that we don't get paid for. Really appreciate that. We have even where those are tweets, right? So we have emails from on our Discord. No emails, right? Yeah. Well, thanks, Neil. On our Discord, which everyone can join. Details on that at the end of the show. John Mouse says, my question for the show is, what song can you just play on repeat and never get bored of? For me, it's Sir Coolio's Gangster's Paradise. I could play on an endless loop and I'd still be singing along.
Well, there's only one at the minute, isn't there?
Three Lions?
Well, yeah.
On repeat? Are you hearing that over in England?
I hear my son singing it.
Oh, yeah?
Almost ironically. I don't know. I hear it a bit. I don't feel like it. I don't listen to the radio, so I get... They've started playing fucking music at work, haven't they?
Hello, have Tannoy. I?
Yeah, if you go to Tesco's now, you get Tesco Radio, which is...
Oh, like my God, really?
Like they need any DJs?
No. They don't have a DJ. Asda have been playing music, and I think Morrison's possibly, I don't know, but Asda definitely have been playing radio for fucking donkey's years in their stores. I don't ever refer to it as Tesco Radio anymore in Tesco's, but it's like, there's music playing. I heard a couple of old people moaning. She's like, you don't get this in John Lewis. You can think. I was like, right, yeah, but you don't buy fucking carrots in John Lewis either, do you? But there you go. So, yeah, I get to hear
shit music. Mate. I've worked in places where they had music. Just does my head in.
Well, some of it's all right, though. But we... Like, the best stuff they play is generally the really old stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is right. I haven't heard this for a fucking long time. Mm. But then, like, after a couple of weeks, like, oh, it must be 7:05 because this song's on a Wednesday. And but they definitely had a bit of an update to the playlist recently because I was like, we were getting to the point, like, Bob Marley, 7:30 on a Thursday morning every day, every week. and that was one of the better ones, clearly. Now it's like...
But how long is the...
the rotation.
You're not, yeah.
I don't know. It's like, I don't hear the same song in 4 hours, put it that way.
So yeah, like okay. That. Oh, that's pretty good.
That's all right then.
Yeah. I've been in places where the rotation is about like every third or fourth song.
Oh, that's awful. That's like Christmas though.
Yeah.
Like fucking Careless Whisper. Not Careless Whisper, because that's not Christmas, is it? Which one's the Christmas one?
No. Silent Night? Or
Silent Night, that's King definitely Wells. Sort of a Christmas one. That's not the one I was thinking of, obviously.
I'm interested that John's put Gangster's Paradise is there.
I'm guessing he's a bit younger, isn't he? So he must have been.
He's younger, yeah. There's a part of me that just wants to let rip on that one, but I'm not going to. who am I to say anyway?
It's like, I don't know, what was your hotness when you were growing up?
I started
listening to cool music that no one else listens
when
to.
When I was probably 10 or 11, one of my favorite things that I had, this, and we're going back, this is like, you know, in 1980, 81, right? Where the radio was king. And I had my parents, you know, one Christmas, I got this little radio, this little tape recorder. It wasn't even a radio in it, it was just a tape recorder.
Is it a Walkman?
And I would record stuff off the radio, right? You know,
like you did?
Like you did. And I don't know how I did it. I think I got hold of another tape recorder, because you cherish the stuff you recorded off the radio. And I think I did a tape of The Safety Dance by Men Without Hats over and over and over and over. So I can't throw stones because I've made mistakes. And if you don't know The Safety Dance by Men at Hats, definitely go to YouTube and watch the video of them dancing around in some medieval village with midgets. And that'll tell you everything you need to know about how I... what are they? What, dwarfs? I don't know. Anyway, it'll give you an insight into why I am the way I am today. But if I did think if I had to pick one, it would be probably... It's a track by The Orb. And it's called, oh my god, I've forgotten what it's called.
It probably goes
now.
On so long that you'd think it was on an endless loop, though, doesn't it?
UF Orb, it is called Close Encounters,
right?
It's just a shortish techno track, maybe 7-8 minutes or something like that. But I just love it, I've never got sick of it, and I've played it over and over and over again.
Well,
and believe me, I've got sick of tech
like,
or something.
I can't fucking remember off the top of my head. But I like to fucking play it over and over again. I just can't fucking remember what it is. Something with a weird name, because it's Underworld. Is it that one? Team Ups Off? Can't remember if it's that one. Or Dark and Long. I can't remember. One of them two.
I think mine's got to be like...
I love it that much, I can't actually remember what it's fucking called.
Yeah.
But I bet you know how it goes.
Yeah, it's got no words in there. Well, very few.
Mine's got to be something like from Chemical Brothers or Basement Jacks or something like that. Red Alert is a good one from Basement Jacks. Or what's the Chemical Brothers? Decent. Or Moby. I like a bit of the first Moby.
Yeah, but you definitely couldn't get sick of them. See, there's lots of stuff which I would say are great stuff and I love, but could I get sick of them? Probably.
I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of Beatles this week. So, and some of the...
If I play music right now, it's not going to come through, is it? Or is it?
It might.
I don't know.
Don't play music, because I know on some of the recordings it does. I think Dave's does. He picks up his desktop.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oops. No, I've been looking at this.
Yeah, actually, it's going to come through on the recording, isn't it? Yeah, it's going to come through on the OBS recording if I play music, yeah. So I won't do that. God.
What kind of Beatles stuff have you been listening to?
Well, I've been listening to Live at the BBC. And that has a lot of their early stuff. Well, actually, covers of Elvis songs and other ones. Like Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. I didn't realise Beatles done a cover of that.
Okay.
But apparently they did.
Released, was it a released copy? Yeah,
it was unreleased. The Beatles done a thing called Pop Goes the Beatles for BBC Radio. And they done that. It was before they had a lot of original stuff, but they were getting big, and yeah, they had their own little radio show. And yeah, they done a lot of covers on there that are live at the BBC, which is on Amazon Music. Have put onto their, I think it's like a 2 or 3 CD compilation, and has some interviews and, well, not interviews, but sort of spoken bits of the Beatles in between them. It's quite good, actually. I knew it came out. It came out in like 1990s, 95, 96, 97, something like that. And I knew it existed, but I'd never listened to it. I always wanted to. And now I'm listening, working at home. Live at the BBC, Beatles.
Oh. Okay.
Would you say it's called Pop Goes the Beatles? What was that?
So Pop Goes the Beatles was a radio show that the Beatles did. And they'd done a lot of, they'd done some live performances on there that were covers of other songs, early 60s, late 50s, early 60s, because they didn't have I think they'd done the radio show when they only had like one or two albums out.
Only had 5 number ones already.
Pretty much. And yeah, so it was, and some of their actual early stuff before Ringo Starr they'd done on there as well. With, what's his name? Best? John Best, was it? The drummer before Ringo Starr.
Can't remember.
They'd done some stuff with some recordings on the live at the BBC of that as well. But yeah, it's just interesting. It's that some of the covers are really good covers of the songs. So yeah, if you get some time and you've got Amazon Music, it might be on Spotify.
I just buy it, man. I'll buy it. I'm just looking here, and there's loads of copies available for sale. So I'm going.
Right. It was massive. It was like, it was number one in the UK on tapes. I don't know if they were released on CDs or they had a re-release on CDs.
Pretty sure it's been on CDs.
They must have sold a ton of these. There are loads for sale. This is not something that's. Like, I was looking for something today.
Retiring on this.
I was looking for something today. Like, I'm always looking for music and to see what's for sale in Canada, secondhand. And most of the time, there's only like about 5 copies throughout Canada for sale of some of the stuff I'm looking for. This has got 64. There's loads of people selling this.
You'd probably be able to pick it up for 50p.
$4.99, mate. I can't afford not to buy it.
But it's really good.
All right, I'm going to buy it. It better be.
Go for it. Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
it's the Beatles. It's not going to be shit, is it?
No.
It is if you don't like the Beatles.
Well, if you don't like the Beatles, why are you even thinking about buying something that's by the Beatles?
The problem I have with the Beatles is just the stuff that is well known by the Beatles I've heard too many times. All over the place.
That's the good thing about this live at the BBC. There's only
that's why I'm interested
few,
in it.
Yeah, yeah, a few of their only a few of them are the big songs. That they do throughout it.
Lot of Sgt. Pepper's album when I was younger, because that was definitely one we had on vinyl at home when I was young. And Rubber Soul was it? I think we had or something. No, Revolver was the other one we had.
Yeah, I was never really exposed to much of that.
My parents had that or the early Beatles albums, you know, when everyone was screaming at them and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Beatlemania.
My mum and dad were probably into
Roxy Music. She loves you,
which is a bit later, I guess, but Roxy Music they were massively into, my mum and dad. Mm.
Okay, let's, we're good.
Tune in next week for our spin-off podcast of Songs of Yesteryear.
Yeah. Find out next week, did Fraser buy the CD? Let's move on to our general week stuff. Neil, you want to just go in order here?
Oh, we've kind of talked mostly around football and stuff, so I don't know if it's really worth banging on about that, other than it's pretty close in the old league. think it might. I don't know if it's.
Oh, Final Fantasy catch up. Right. Okay. Yeah. I was looking what FF was like.
Not Final Fantasy.
FC football.
Definitely not Final Fantasy.
Okay, well, give us a quick Final Fantasy roundup.
I can't tell you anything about Final Fantasy. Oh, look, it's after today's games, it's me and Heather on 211 points at the top. So nice. Yeah, it's pretty close. Then the next is 189, which I think is Christian's son. Then it's
I must be near Christian, the top, eh?
No, you didn't do any transfers, Dave, so you've done extremely poorly this today. Oh, I looked at your team. It's like, oh, he's still got Ronaldo. Oh, and so-and-so, who is not playing anymore, and another player who's not playing anymore.
So, oh, yeah. I've dropped down to fifth.
But there's another set of games tomorrow.
Yep.
I had a bad captain today. Put Immobile as captain today. He didn't do very well today. We got 2 points. So he'll be getting new captain tomorrow. But yeah, like I said earlier, I've hoofed in a load of England players. So I guess it's my fault if they do shit now. So I only had Harry Kane before. And as soon as Harry Kane scored, I was like, yes, we're going to do it. That's Harry Kane scored. Because he was in my dream team. And yeah. So now everyone else is in my dream team as well.
I think I nearly put him in.
Yeah, well, I've had him
since
day one.
I put Kane in, yeah. I put Kane in. The whole of my right side is England players. Okay, but we're drifting back onto football. What else we got?
Yeah, I had my second dose of the jab today. And
well done. So, thank you for being a grown-up. A
couple of weeks, then I guess I'm fucking basically invincible. So, yeah, so far, actually, according to the lady who did my jab, she was like, oh, yeah, if you're going to have a bad reaction, you're probably going to have it to the first one. So hopefully, if you didn't have anything last time, you should be all right. And so far, it has proved to be correct. I didn't have any bad things the first time, and so far, feeling all right.
So, and did you have your jab, second jab?
Today, at about 2:15. So,
right.
Yeah, if I suddenly start sweating profusely during the end of the show, then I guess I won't be having a good time after, but there we go. But yeah, so far, all good. Not, it doesn't actually hurt my arm at all today either, so fingers crossed, it's all good. So yeah, ain't done a lot else this week, really. My boy's been playing football at the Luton. I haven't put this in the notes, but we had an email today saying he's going to the trial. Is to sort of, you know, see if he can go into their either centre of excellence or academies and all that bollocks. So,
exciting stuff.
Yeah, hopefully not so much for me, but yeah, good for him. He won a couple of he got player of the season and players player of the season and supporters player of the season this year. So he's been playing quite a lot of good football. He's like. Yeah, he's better than I am now, and better than I've ever been. So you know,
yeah,
so, he's done well.
Okay, well, that's a low bar, surely.
Well, they play in a Division One, their team. So you know,
or is this going to come out that you are some sort of super semi-pro footballer? Or something you didn't know about?
It's definitely not happening. I didn't play hardly any football when I was young, so I was definitely not a book footballer. But he's been playing since he was like 5. So. I don't even remember kicking a football in any sort of anger until I was about 9. So, yeah, I was pretty shit.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's doing all right. So we'll see where that goes in the next few weeks.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
I've only got a couple of things. I watched Nobody. I think I told one of you.
You said to me about that.
Yeah, which is the film with Bob Odenkirk, the guy who plays Saul, the lawyer from Breaking Bad, if anybody wonders who that is. Yeah, definitely watch that film. It's great. I don't want to talk about the story at all.
Not so bad, it's great. It's just actually great.
It's just a great movie, yeah. I watched it with my wife. There are just little bits, parts of it where it was a little bit full on for her. But she still at the end of it came out and went, that was a really good movie. Very pleased she watched it. So I would say if you like something like John Wick, I don't know.
So it's really good. Along the lines of what I've heard, like it's similar, but different, obviously.
Yeah. So that was good. And then, you know what? I'm gonna skip that topic for now. The next topic. In fact, I'm gonna just let Dave crack on.
I was gonna say, did you watch that film that you said you was gonna watch last week?
The really bad film. I did go looking for it.
It wasn't on Netflix. It wasn't on Amazon, and it wasn't available for sale either on Microsoft. And those are my three go tos for movies. There's a fourth I go to for movies, but I really can't be bothered with it these days.
And I didn't really sell it for the fact that
I searched for it on Netflix and found it on Netflix, and that's as far as I got. I went, oh,
yeah,
it's however many minutes long, and then I got distracted by the fact that Bill and Ted, the latest Bill and Ted movie, has hit Sky Movies today, and I was like, oh, that's only 93 minutes, so I might actually watch that.
I like the way you judge whether you're going to watch a film is depending on its length.
Generally, that's good. That is one of the first things I look at is how long is this film? If it's a stupid film and it's only 90 minutes, then I might watch it. If it's a stupid film and it's over 2 hours, I'm like, nah, fucking ain't wasting 2 hours watching a shit film.
So you haven't put me off that film at all, Dave. And for anybody who's wondering who missed the last episode,
The Dead Don't Die.
The Dead Don't Die.
Yeah, with a sort of like all-star cast. I watched the trailer, and I
don't looks mind. Good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm up for watching it.
Yeah.
Am I going to be? But according to Dave, I'm going to be disappointed.
We're
going to
watch it and think it's one of the best films I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's going to be an indie darling. So I watched today, actually I haven't put this on the notes, but I watched Castaway again.
All right.
Tom Hanks. Yeah, I forgot how much I like that film. It does go on a bit at the end.
Well, I'm not sure if I've actually seen that,
I don't think I've seen it,
It's a good film. Yeah, there's a surprising amount of the film that he doesn't do any talking in, and it's just the sounds of the action.
Right.
I'm not going to spoil what happens. Well, I think you know what happens.
Does he get stranded on a desert island?
He does.
He's a good friend of volleyball called Wilson.
He does have a volleyball called Wilson. I don't know if it's a volleyball or a football. Actually.
Well, he made an American football in that one, didn't he?
Definitely not an American football. It's round.
But that's it. I know all this about it. It's been parodied, talked about so many times that I don't think I've ever seen it, but I know all those things about it.
Yeah, some of the... I think most of the film is really well done. There are some bits where it's so obviously a green screen behind them. Oh. It's pretty bad.
Uh-oh.
But it's only like one or two shots in the film. The rest of it is really good. But yeah, it's a really good story. I'd last seen it about 20 years ago. I think it was released in like the mid-90s. Yeah, it's a good film. So I enjoyed watching it. I've also watched this week and nearly gone through the whole series of a series I found on Netflix. Me and the miss has been watching it called it's a bit of a crap title. On Being God in Central America. With Dursten.
Oh, God. Kirsten Dunst.
That's it. Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, so it's not a, it sounded like a documentary.
No, it's not a documentary.
Is it actually called On Being God in Central Florida?
What did I put?
Central America.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Central America is different to Florida.
Yeah.
Or is it? I don't know. Maybe it's not.
Is it?
Yes, On Being God in Central Florida. Which is, to be honest, it's a crap title. But it's a really good sort of comedy, tragedy. Of following Kirsten as character, I can't remember what her character's name is. Following her character,
Crystal.
Crystal could be. Sounds about right. In a what they're called, MLM or pyramid scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And basically her trying to claw what she can for her, well, her young daughter. She's got a young daughter. Well, yeah, she has a fella and a daughter, and then it's just her and her daughter after the first episode.
No, this is a series. It's not a film.
It's a series. No, it's like 8 or 10 episodes.
Okay.
40 minutes each. Kirsten Dunst I don't know. She's the same age as me, 39. She's still hot. Still really hot, actually.
Okay, good. How's her acting?
Could be all right. I don't know. I wasn't concentrating on that half the time.
She was in season 2 of Fargo. Have you seen one?
I haven't seen season 2. Fargo.
That's really good. She's really good in that.
The first series was proper fucking weird, though. It was weird. Well, yes. I guess Fargo is a bit weird, generally. But
no, I never did watch Fargo. But no, in this, she plays the character actually spot on. Really good. She plays a character that you kind of feel for her. You understand some of the. Well, most of her decisions and why she's doing it, and even on the bad decisions, she knows it's a bad decision, you know it's a bad decision, but you're still rooting for her anyway.
She's an anti-hero.
Yes and no. So is yes.
She at the top of this pyramid thing, or
no, right. No. She's very much bottom. I don't want to say too much because I strongly suggest to watch the first episode.
Okay.
It's 40 minutes long, I think, first episode. And yeah, like I initially went, oh, we'll just put it on, just for something to put on for something new. It was like, this looks all right, and then yeah, carried on watching. Because it really did hook us in. She plays it so well, and you feel for her. She's in a very bad situation, but she tries to make do with what she can, and it's really the way she does it is good. So yeah, if you can watch an episode of that, and then watch like all of the rest of them because you really like it.
All right, I'll check that one out.
And the last thing I was going to say, this week's been boring with work. I visited the butchers yesterday, and I spent £60 on meat.
Okay.
Hang on. I thought you were vegan.
Yeah, I was. Until I went to the butchers. I just really fancied some nice...
Do they do Tim Burgers in your butchers?
No, I don't do Tim Burgers, funnily enough. No, I got some sirloin steaks. Sirloin? Oh, God. I've had some beers. I got some smoky back bacon. I got some sausages. Got some pork pies.
Had you had a few beers before you went to the butchers?
No. It was just like... we've been going through, like, food... over the last 2 or 3 weeks, and to us, we're both just like,
it's got to be normal. Everyone
No. We're going through our meal. We have a meal plan and what we're going to do.
Oh, I see.
And then we're just like we both kind of just like we planned it all out this like next week or the week after, and we're both like, oh, I'm missing something here because you know, sun's. Summer should be here now, should be. We're like, oh, let's just get some barbecue stuff. So, yeah, right, yeah. So, yeah, got a load of stuff for the barbie. So, whenever this...
You say the weather forecast for tomorrow?
Yeah, I know, it's going to be pissing it down.
It's
going
to be thunderstorms tomorrow.
For fuck's sake. For the last week, like, it's been saying it's going to be, like, starting Friday or Saturday, it's going to be gorgeous weather, 27
nice
degrees. I'm bloody working today. Although I did have steaks tonight, to be honest. Oh, they were gorgeous. But no. Yeah, so yeah, so we got some proper barbecue stuff because we were just like bored of all the sub food now. Nice weather, like want to actually spend some time out there on the barbie. So yeah, you got some nice stuff for that. So, but yeah, that was
support
a bit
your
weird.
Local butchers.
Yeah, like yeah, whenever we actually, it's not often we get some meat, but we. when we do, we like nice quality stuff. So yeah, we got some Northamptonshire sausages as well. Local
is that
stuff.
A thing? What have they got in them?
A cow. I hope.
I've heard of
hopes
like
and dreams.
Lancashire sausages in it.
Yeah,
Cumberland sausages.
Cumberland sausages.
No, there's Northamptonshire like... ones there.
Nah, they're just it's just local ones. Just. With a couple of herbs in them.
Okay, enough
a bit
now.
Livery, I
honestly,
assume,
I've come straight from. I haven't eaten dinner yet. We're now. I'm starving.
No, normally, you've walked down half a pizza by now, like during the recording.
I know.
Get yourself some Cocoa Pops.
Cocoa Pops. They never last in this house.
They don't last in my house. There's only one person who fucking eats them as well.
You?
No. My boy.
Oh. Okay, what else have we got? Is that it? Are we good?
That's it for the locals. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's move on to what we've been playing. I have no games, which probably suits tonight. So let's move then
You've
on to...
You've literally played no games. You've not played no more Yakuza?
No more Yakuza. And I think I've just played Valorant. I don't think I've fired anything else up that I can think of. It's working, Lark. Sucks balls.
Shit, isn't it? It's fucking bollocks. Who's going first then?
I haven't even fired up Valorant today.
Well, you've been working and then literally come straight
working
to
like sucks balls. Oh, better watch my language. Children are still down
it's
here.
It's behind it, yeah. I'll go first.
You could set up your podcast and set up in your office so you don't get interrupted.
I'll get interrupted no matter what.
I've been playing some more Wreckfest. Talking about driving cars earlier.
Oh, it had a big driving, update, didn't it?
Driving games. It did have a big visual and performance update. I haven't noticed much of a difference, to be honest, for me, but I've always been able to run it high settings at 60 frames. So,
they had a fucking 12
a little
gigabyte
bit...
update or something the other day. I was like, oh,
yeah,
that's a bit chunky.
I think there's been some dust particle and sort of muddying of the cars on some of the tracks, which is all right. But apart
you
from that,
play,
I don't
play multiplayer
much.
Mostly. Or...
Yeah, that's exclusive what I do. Yeah.
Seems to still have a bit of momentum. Do they do anything like a season pass in there or anything? Like,
yeah,
are they monetized on the inside there?
Yeah, they do. They do tournament style single player stuff. And yeah, there's a season pass where you can get some skins for some of the various cars they do. But I almost just do the multiplayer.
Right.
And yeah, just bomb about. I was one of the early backers when it was actually called Next Car Game. So
I remember that.
Yeah, that was so I've got a few cars that I just use from that. Because they're great cars, and I've been playing them forever. So
you get people sending you text messages asking you about your car.
No, you do sometimes randomly get people going, "Ooh, you know, a early backer car." Just ignore it.
Wreckfest wanker, is that what they call you?
Everyone who plays Wreckfest is a Wreckfest wanker. It's just when people go around bombing around the track the wrong way and piss everybody off.
Oh, that sucks. It's bad enough in a fucking real game. I suppose it's almost allowed in a Wreckfest game.
well, yeah. Like there is some multiplayer maps that specifically say no reverse. Or, you know, there's various amounts of allowed contact, or you know, some might say no corner bombing, stuff like that. And then there's others
when
just
you go
say,
to the dodgems, it says please don't deliberately bump into anyone. It's like, what the fuck is the point of going to the dodgems if you're not allowed to bump into anyone?
But yeah, so I actually just play like any rules, all vehicles. So you get people in buses or combine harvesters going around the tracks backwards, or just to piss people off, or
sure
just to wreck everybody.
As well, in a combine harvester.
You do get, there's sometimes like teams of people in buses just completely block off like the start finish straight. And like, so it takes everybody ploughing into them to actually try and get past. It's just part of the fun. I actually quite enjoy, you know, when you're given a bit of a extra challenge like that. So yeah, I've just been playing that recently. It's just, again, it's a really quick one. I can pick it up. I can have a few games. I can put it down in the space of like half hour, 40 minutes. Since the last recording, I've also been playing that Worms game on Xbox. What's the full name of the game?
Worms Rumble.
Worms Rumble. I don't really like it.
I downloaded it after we talked about it last week, all excited.
Yeah, I know. I was a bit excited as well, and I put some time into it. I put a couple of hours into it.
Well, have you just been playing solo death matches or what?
No, it's all multiplayer. It's all multiplayer.
Yeah. There's individual like death match where it's just you and everyone, every man for himself type of thing.
Yeah. No, I've been playing the team death match, and then it suggests once you're at a certain level to do last team standing or last man standing, but you've got to be, well, it suggests you're a certain level. But I've been doing mainly the team battle. Yeah, I'm not sure about it. I don't know. The only thing that I've found with it is the team balancing is not great, especially with the team battle. It's supposed to be like 10 versus 10 or 12 versus 12. But like most of the games that I've played, it's been like 12 versus 4.
No.
Or like it doesn't balance quite right, and the maps are really large, or they seem really large, so like it actually can take you like a couple of minutes of just trying to find out where the enemies are. And then when you do find them, I was using a mouse and keyboard, I didn't find that I was like fully in control of the weapons that I was using and how I was using them. And I don't know. Maybe I don't know if it was just me and how my play style, but like it just felt like it took, like team balancing was wrong. It took too long to actually get into the action from when you respawned, and then I wasn't comfortable using the weapons, even though like they're just simple weapons like rocket launchers or I don't know. I think maybe because I'm so used to the turn based way of how Worms is played, that set in a sort of real time team battle, I don't know. Maybe I just need a bit extra time of actually getting used to it. But
I never played the team version. The only thing I've ever played was the Every Worm for Himself, whatever it's called. So
right, last one, yeah.
And it's just, then obviously you just shoot anything that moves, basically.
Right. So how'd you find that?
It was all right. Like I say, it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be fucking mind blowing or anything, but it was all right for a laugh. But right. I don't know, like I say, I thought the team deathmatch would have been, so I think it's like 32 players or something.
Right.
It might have been more than that, I don't know. But I thought it would be like multiple teams of four rather than like two teams.
That's how it is. Yeah, that's like that. Every single one that I've played has been two teams of.
Yeah, that's,
but it must be 16 versus 16. Like, yeah, it's because basically what you do, what happens is the, like if you do the few occasions where I did actually get into a proper match, like what the way that the team who wins is they just roll around in one big pack,
massive,
because there's no team damage. So like anything and everything that they come across just gets absolutely spammed with every single gun, rocket, grenade, like thrown in that general direction, and they just storm around the map. And the maps are quite good. They're, even though they're 2D, they have like elevators, and there's like there is like certain areas that have different like gravity, or it has gas, so you can't actually go through there, or you get they're on escalators, so you're kind of pushed in a direction of zip lines, so you can go down quickly through. So the maps are, they seem quite well made and well thought out, but yeah, it's they are quite big, and the team deathmatch, when I did get into a full game, just got steamrolled by the team that actually moved as one in a pack.
That sounds like they were a group of people, I guess, playing. Well, yeah, I guess the idea is that if you're in a team, you just stick together, then you're probably going to be all right. Yeah, I've even tried that mode. So I think, like, as a solo game, it's all right.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, I've got it. Maybe we should try and get together and play it together. It'd be more of a laugh.
Yeah.
I'll have another go at it. I haven't played it all week, but that's because I've been finding other things to do.
But yeah, I also downloaded Yakuza Like a Dragon, but I hadn't actually started that yet.
That's definitely a commitment this week. Potentially,
right.
I'm suggesting that's going to take at least 40 hours probably to get through that game. Oh. At least.
I'm not getting rid of it. I want to play more of it, but.
And that's it. So, what you got, Neil?
I played a game not very long because it had a graphical upgrade this week. I played Doom Eternal again. I'd kind of got to a point where I was a bit stuck and I was just doing the same battle and I kept dying. So I kind of stopped playing it, but had the ray tracing upgrade and all that shit this week. So I was like, oh, I'm going to fucking do the update or whatever it was, how many gigabytes it was, and jump in and see what it's like. It's difficult to tell the difference on a game like Doom Eternal because you're just moving around so fucking quick and just everything's in your face all the time. You're not really stopping to look at every reflections and shit like that. So graphical upgrade wise, didn't really notice it. Ran all right. It was running at decent frame rate and all that shit still. So, but yeah, as in how much better it looked, I couldn't really tell you. But the bit that I was stuck on, I couldn't get past. I died the first time I went back in because I hadn't played it for about fucking 3 weeks or whatever. But then I did it. I was like, oh, that wasn't too bad. And then I got a bit further and got to another point where I'm getting fucking my ass kicked constantly. So it's just gone. That's how it was with Doom, I guess, before. Was like, I've got some new enemies that have appeared, like little fucking snake things. Well, not little snakes, quite big snakes. And I was like, oh, I've never seen them before. And then there's a load of them and some loads of fucking other enemies. And it's just a bit chaotic. And I'm just now dying repeatedly at that point. But the nature of this game is that you do that for a while and then you suss it out and get past that bit and find a shitload more of the same enemy that was causing you a massive ball ache fucking 5 minutes ago instead of the one. Now there's fucking 10 of them or whatever that you have to kill. But yeah, so I like it, but it's a bit of a slog this time around. I don't know why.
Mate, that game is a hard game, right? You know, the thing that got me about Doom Eternal was, yeah, I played a ton of Doom 2016. I think I 100%ed it on the PlayStation, on the PS4.
Well, like a platinum trophy.
Yeah, I got the platinum on
that. Fuck me.
On the PS4.
I didn't even think about doing that.
But you got to be up for it, though. Mm. You have to be up for it. You have to want it. You have to be up for it. It sounds so cheesy, right? But that's when I got to Doom Eternal. I played it. I was like, I just don't care. Like, you know, I'm just not up for this. It's not that I think I can't. It's not that I wish that I had the motivation to. I just don't have the motivation to give that game. Especially not when I got at the moment, right? At the moment.
Yeah, I like it. But, like, it's just, I'm not in the mood for getting my ass kicked over and over again. Which is why I didn't play the next game for that long. Because I reinstalled the Master Chief Collection, Halo, in other words, which is Halo Reach 1, 2, 3, 4, and ODST. And I didn't play any campaigns. I just jumped into the multiplayer hopper.
Nice.
And it's been a long time since I played Halo, and I was playing on mouse and keyboard. I thought I'd changed my controls. What I didn't suss immediately was that I only changed it for one version of Halo. So I was like pressing my fucking mouse button for the grenade, which I'd just set up, and it wasn't throwing grenades. I was like, why is this not working? And then when someone would like punch me in the face. And then sussed out that, yeah, there's a little tab that sort of like once you change the controls, like apply to all versions, all games or whatever. I was like, oh yeah, best click that button. So that it works in Halo 1, 2, 3, 4, and whatever. So yeah,
oh, that's neat. They've got that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it was an absolute fucking disaster when it came out, weren't it? The matchmaking was shit; didn't fucking work. Basically,
yeah,
it's a technically quite clever. I don't know how they've got it. Like, literally, I was doing 4v4 matches, and I had literally every game ticked, so it would just pick a map at random from any of those six Halo games, and it'd be like, you're in that game. And it's like a slightly different engine for most of the games, obviously. The graphic style was a bit different in the sort of like, because obviously they spanned however many fucking years. Like Halo 4 looked a lot better than the original version of Halo, for example. But it works now. It's done a couple of weird things. For some reason, when I loaded it up once, it decided I didn't own any of the games. I was like, I clearly do own it, all of these fucking games. I bought the game before Game Pass was a thing on Xbox. And I don't know if that's became a Play Anywhere title or whatever. But yeah, anyway, I was playing on PC, mouse and keyboard. And yeah, first game, I think I managed to get one kill and got killed about 12 times. And I was getting my ass kicked a lot. But I was like, actually, I quite like it. I liked how it's like, just there's all of these maps. Some of them I remember, some of them I don't. Like picking any map from all of those six games and it just working now is pretty cool.
That's good.
But yeah, getting back into, because obviously I watched that Halo Infinite, I was like, oh yeah, I did really like Halo back in the day and all that. I ain't played it for fucking years, but whenever I go back to Halo 5 multiplayer, I was just like, this is just, everyone, the thing is, people who are playing that game still are just really fucking good at it. And it's, you just got no chance. And that's basically what happened in Master Chief Collection as well. But it was like, there's a bit of a nostalgia trip to it as well. So it was quite all right. But yeah, I had a good few hours in one session, I think, on it. And I was like, yeah, it was all right. But it'd be better if I was playing with other people. It'd be good for custom games and all that sort of crap. But I'll probably go back and have a little dabble with it every now and again. But yeah, it's good. Played a little bit of Destiny 2 still. Did the latest weekly update mission thing. That's enough said about that. It was all right. Good big boss battle at the end of the mission today. It took quite a long time. It was quite cool. But that's all I've played of it this week. And then the game I've played the most in the last week is Forza Horizon 4.
Oh, I saw you fire that up yesterday.
Which I reinstalled. So I reinstalled Halo, Master Chief Collection, and Forza Horizon 4 the same day. It's like a fucking sum total of about 250 gigabytes that I needed to reinstall. Took fucking ages. But yeah, so I've just been going in there. My map is shit full of icons because I've got loads of things that I can do. Loads of stuff I have done that is still on the map. Doesn't clear off. But you can just go into the filter and like, I've fired it up probably like the second from last day or of the spring season. I was like trying to plow through the spring stuff. But yeah, ran out of time and I loaded it up today. And it's like, it's now summer. I was like, ah, bollocks. So I was trying to grind out 50% to get a car or whatever through spring. And then I look at the cars for this season. I went, they don't look that great. But
are you playing on a wheel?
No, not on this. Play on a controller. it's running.
When was the last time you broke out your super gaming wheelchair?
Quite a while ago. It's in my other room, which doesn't work. Well, it's got my other PC in, but I'm thinking of, I don't know, trying to work it.
You should flip it.
Working around a way of getting it all in here and stuff. But this takes up quite a bit of room. So I don't know. I'm going to have a bit of a mooch around in the rooms and think about how I'm going to lay things out of it. But I don't know if I would play this game on a wheel anyway, to be honest. Forza Horizon. Because it's fine on a controller. You're not doing super precise racing like you would on a track racer. So it doesn't really require a wheel, I don't think. I don't think you benefit, certainly to the extent you do on a proper racing game. But it's just kind of fun. Like going around the map, I've got something like 510 out of 531 roads that I keep finding. So the latest thing I'm doing is like, I've got not much to do. I'm just like look at the map and go, there's a bit of grey road there. I'm going to go there and tick that bit of road off to say that I've done it.
I love losing myself and stuff like that. I haven't done it for a long time, but yeah, it's cool.
So virtually done every road in the game. And then, like I say, the season thing, they give you little challenges to do every week or every day. There'll be a daily challenge, a weekly challenge, and there's like loads of other things to do each week. And like the season changes every week, I guess, every 7 days. So it's now summer, so it'll be autumn next Thursday or Friday or whatever day it changes. So all of those challenges refresh, and there'll be like a big jump that you've got to do that week. You've got to do a certain distance to get the gold, and you'll get a little reward. Might be a stupid dance for your character, or it might be a hat, or it might be a fucking pair of gloves, or it might be a car. Who knows? So, or a wheel spin or whatever, which is like their sort of
roulette thing, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Literally, like, it is a fucking roulette wheel, but sometimes it's like, you know, I don't think you can buy tokens or anything like that with real cash, so I don't think it's, like, shady or anything, but gives you that, like, disappointment when you see the really cool things spin past and you get 10,000 credits and you're like, that's fucking lame. Yeah. But, yeah. It's occasionally you get, like, a really cool-looking car that fucking drops. You're like, yes, result. That car's cool, but, yeah. Got fucking loads of cars and all that shit to choose from, but this week it's been off-road, an off-road class. You've got to do stuff in off-road vehicles, so I've been driving around in my Land Rover, souped-up Land Rover that I fucking put loads of custom parts on that goes a lot faster than a real Land Rover, but not particularly fast in terms of Forza, because it's not like doing 250 miles. I was doing a race the other day. One of the races, the special race, was like, the reward was like this Koenigsegg car, which was fucking like super rare or whatever, it cost fucking loads of money in the game and stuff. But if you did this race and you won the race or the series of races, you could get the car. I was like, oh yeah. So you had to use a car from Sweden, which is basically another Koenigsegg car. So I was driving this thing. I can't remember what car it was. And it was just a fucking... took a little while to get going, but once it got to a certain speed, it just went like a fucking rocket. It was crazy. But really fucking hard to get to go around the corners. So, yeah, did a lot of crashing and stuff. But I'm running this game now. It's like super duper ultra settings. I've fixed it to 60 frames, but it... do like the benchmark and it says that your PC runs this game at like fucking 140 frames, but I'm like, I don't really need 140 frames. I'll just run it at 60. It's fine because then my PC is not making fucking loads of noise.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, everything's set to the max. It looks fucking incredible. I'm like, if this game looks this good, what's Forza Horizon 5 going to look like? Because that game looked pretty impressive on that like trailer. And I say 4... looks pretty fucking good on my PC. Running at nice, like solid 60 frames per second, max settings and everything. It's like, yeah, this looks good. It's nice. And it feels nice to drive. All the cars feel different and all that shit. Like, it's not a new game by any means, but if you've got Game Pass and you ain't played it, you don't need to be...
get on it.
If you're like looking at cars, it's a good game. But if you're like it's not a serious racing game, but it's a fun arcadey racer with sort of semi-realistic physics, I guess. But
yeah,
you can't normally drive a Bentley on a fucking rally track, so.
Okay.
That's basically all I've been playing.
Okay. Well, if I'm not mistaken, then I think that brings us to the end of the show. And we have beaten the odds and got something done. So I'm very pleased. And I'm once again very thankful to you guys for being patient with me being late tonight.
No worries. All right. Wouldn't be the same without
that being said. Oh, yep. And then we didn't lose Dave. So, Dave, do you want to take us out?
You wouldn't say that, and then I was like, oh, I've got to get sorted. But I was actually sorted today. I was already sorted. So I'd just like to say thank you very much for listening to the Seal Podcast. If you'd like to ask us any questions or get involved, please contact us either on Twitter at Seal Podcast, email us at sealpodcast@gmail.com, or join us on our Discord server. A link is pinned on Twitter. I saw we did have a few people jump in to our Discord already.
I try and say hello when I can. I mean, it's a little bit slow compared to some other Discords. Ours is a little bit slow, but there's some stuff going on in the background.
We've got some.
Always the most active channel at the minute, but there you go. Yeah,
yeah, we've got some. Yeah. I've still got an unread one in Destiny 2 channel as well. So, you know, jump on, say hello. Jump into one of the chat servers that you're interested in. Introduce yourself we're all about we'll check it, and you know, we'll try and respond when we can, but yeah, it's been a good one. Are we on next week?
Usually week off. I think it's due next week.
I will
remind you.
I'll say, oh no, I'm recording, I've got to go on a computer tonight, and I'll get a few hours on.
Nice.
But yeah, no, it's been good catching up.
Yep, good. Okay, all right then, let's get out of here. Thank you, everyone. Goodbye.
See ya. Cheers.
Bye.